This is the Prosperous Feminine Podcast with Julie Steelman. Julie shares uncommon wisdom on feminine ways of becoming fully resourced so you can help save our beautiful planet. Listen in if you want to heal your money story and do your part to birth a planet forward consciousness.
Hey, movers and shakers. Welcome back to the Prosperous Feminine, your go-to destination for ambitious entrepreneurs like you, over 50, ready to skyrocket your success. I'm Julie Steelman. Today, we're going to dive into the topic about how to turbocharge your business and package your mad fab skills into high ticket offers. I'm kind of excited about this. Can you tell? Because this is a great way to really unlock that income door. You know, I'm all about unlocking the income door, right? Because girl, we got stuff to do in the world. We've got bucket list items. We want to serve and impact so many people that we are here to catalyze success, not breed followers, right? We want our clients to get results. If you're on board with me, I want my clients to get results and I want you to get results. Here's the thing. You and I both know you've got mad skills. You've spent decades being a lifelong learner. You have certifications. You have modalities, you have trainings, and you have all of this stuff and lived experience coming out your ears, right? And you want to know what to do with it because we got to start showcasing your value because that is what commands high prices. Okay, so buckle up because we're about to unleash the power of high ticket offers. Here's the thing, high ticket offers are not just about the price. They're about the value you deliver. It's about getting people to a tangible result authentically. No covering it up. We need to be transparent. In today's online marketing world, alignment and authenticity sell. And it doesn't matter what your ad budget is. It doesn't matter how big you are or how big you were, or you're on the track to getting bigger. What matters is that you find your place in the market and that it's not only aligned with you, but it's aligned with clients. And the thing to commanding high ticket offers has everything to do with packaging your skills, your gifts, your wisdom, and your talents into an offer that directly addresses a highly in-demand problem. Maybe you've heard it called an urgent and expensive problem. And what we want to do is tap into those divine right fit clients that are ours and deeply understand what it is they're highly motivated to invest money, time, and energy. Because I don't know about you, but the clients that I work with have a stake in the ground for their success. They're actually not playing around. I work the best with people who want to move, who want to go, who don't want to stay stuck anymore. So I don't do so well with people that like to ruminate and kind of stay stuck, right? So I want to put that energy and that vibe into my offer because it's not for people who want to stay stuck. And when you start to think about how you can leverage your skills and expertise, this becomes a new way to look at scaling your business to new heights. Okay, so let's talk about this because I want to unpack what's the art of packaging skills? What does that actually look like? I also have another podcast on developing a system for your soul work that sells. I want you to listen to that too, because these go together. So before I jump into this, I want to share a story with you. Over the last years, you know that I retired corporate America at 47, had generated $100 million in sales. I had all the toys and the accolades. They were throwing money at me to stay. And I decided I was going to leave and start my own business. My late husband and I moved to Hawaii and we had adventures and dreams. And I started my practice. And for years and decades, I was talking about sales and selling because I'd done such a phenomenal job of that in corporate America on my own terms. I wrote a book called The Effortless Yes. If you haven't read it, grab it. Everyone loves it. It's a fast, fun, and friendly read. And what I realized after doing that for a while is that everyone had money problems. They didn't have enrollment problems. And then I started working on money problems, start talking about money story and all that. And you've heard me groan about talking about money story because it's not deep enough, right? It's about how we identify at the level of self. It becomes a money identity becomes the problem. And that money identity is typically based on the idea that we don't have enough self-trust in what we're doing. And so this episode today is for you if you're one of those that you think money's the problem or your offer's the problem. I want you to know that self-trust and self-belief are the problem. And so I was out in the world doing all these things around money and money stories and women's consciousness around money, and I never got traction. I did okay, but I got bored. And because I wasn't in that yummy feedback loop I've been talking to you about, because women that were in those groups from that context weren't able to shift. They didn't have enough at stake. There wasn't enough unity, right? And the things that I was giving them were gold, but they were kept getting stuck. And as I started to look a little closer, remember I've talked to you about, we've got to realign, right? We've got to truth tell. We got to step into growth mode and become generative. I realized they had an income problem because they have a self-trust problem. And so talking to them about money in general and shifting their consciousness or relationship to money, while that's what they said they wanted, it wasn't enough to actually get them to move. And so when I started talking about income, I started talking about what are the conditions that unlock the door for income security and stability and success, a lot more people started listening, because income is a more expensive problem than that I hate money, right? Can you see that? And so that's why I want to dive into this with you today, because our messaging matters so much in a world that is just inundated with marketing and messages and AI. But we're not AI, we're human beings. AI can never replace your lived experience. They can never replace your compassion. They can never replace the gifted downloading channel that you are as a coach or an artist or a healer or an entrepreneur, right? Part of this in being in these kinds of businesses is that we can channel so much information through all the filters that we spent a lifetime and a decade building. Okay, so let's jump into this, because we want to turn your expertise into a gold mine that clients can't resist. So the first thing is, you got to have a unique selling proposition. I know it sounds all corporate-y, right? But we really got to dive into what sets you apart from what's already out in the marketplace. Here's one clue. If you're using methodology and phrasing that you've heard 1,000 times before, it's not going to land. So income and impact are an overused sentence. They get diffused because too many people have said it. They don't mean anything anymore. So you got to take apart and look at, what's your unique approach to a particular problem? What's the problem and what's your unique approach to it? What's the specialized knowledge that only you can bring, and what results have you seen when people lean into your coaching or your methodology and they trust you, right? It's called the USP. It's like the secret sauce that makes your offer truly stand out in a very, very hectic, crowded marketplace. There's another factor here. There's a lot of anxiety in the world right now. The world's on fire, bombs going off. We're getting involved in wars, and one bomb is leading to another bomb is leading to more and more people being involved in wars. There's all kinds of situations of inhumane situations and living conditions around the planet. Not everybody has food. Not everybody has healthcare. There is violence around gender identity, sexual identity, and religious or spiritual identity. And everything is being up and questioned. So everyone's in a transition because we're in a quantum quickening. So your unique approach, you have to go beyond talking about a transition. One of the things that really will identify you as having something unique is if you identify the stage in which you meet people. So there's a problem people are having, right? But there's the beginning of that problem. What first made that problem so? There's in the middle where they're really, really stuck with the problem, but it already happened. And there's the tail end, which is they're starting to get a little traction, but they can't get all the way out. They need to get all the way out. When you can identify what stage in there, and not just say, I help you in all stages, but you actually narrow it down and say, I help you in this stage, you will stand out so fast because clients will self-identify. They will find common ground. They will hear themselves in what you're sharing. Here's another clue. This usually directly relates to the stage in which you started noticing your own problem and resolving your own problem. Most of us are working with clients on something we worked on for ourselves, and we continue to do so, right? The second thing, super duper important, you have to define and unpack the transformation. Listen, this is a skill that doesn't come easy. It's why it's good to work with a mentor and a coach. This is one of the things that I do best. And if you need some help and support, certainly reach out to me. I would love to talk to you. Is what's that unique, specific problem you're solving for people who are in a unique stage of having that problem? And what's different after they work with you, right? They go from A to B, pain island to pleasure island, their upset place to their happy place, disempowered to empowered. What is that? And again, really watch yourself in not using language that's been out there and diluted for so long. Unfortunately, transition and the word empowerment have been very diluted and very overused. Influence and impact. I've switched my conversation to be about contribution because contribution is something people feel more close to their heart. When we talk about impact, people go global in their thinking. It's very difficult for them to actually relate to that, right? So what's the transformation that you're going to promise your clients? You're going to need to make a promise. Please do not get mushy about your promises, okay? You want to paint a vivid picture of those outcomes so they know what to expect in working with you. Here's the thing. One of the most important things about painting the picture of a vivid outcome, it acts like an automatic screen for right fit clients to come through. And maybe you want to work with financial freedom or career advancement or personal growth or relationship or health or pain management, right? Your offer should clearly articulate the value you bring to the table. One of the ways I like to do this is talk about how the problem feels. So I'm relating, especially if you're working with women, to the emotion. And then what's the outcome when they get to the other side, right? If we shift you from disempowerment to empowerment, now you can actually go get a raise, or you can have a career advancement, right? Or if you go from disempowered about your health to empowered about your health, you'll probably have less pain and you'll feel more alive. So you can what? So when you define the transformation, you always want to be answering the question, so they can what? What can they have? What can they do? Please don't hide from answering this question. You've heard me talk about you don't have a money or an offer problem. You actually have a self-trust problem. This is where it shows up because you shy away from defining the transformation and actually naming a promise and an outcome. If you are struggling in your business to get traction, you need to name a promise, a transformation, and an outcome. Okay, did you hear that? The next thing, the third step in this, is I want you to take an honest, deep look at the inventory of your skills and your expertise. Then you want to strategically bundle them so that people can go on a mini journey, a medium journey, and a high journey. If you take the time to look at mini journey, medium journey, and high journey, big journey, high ticket offer starts to make a whole lot of sense. You don't have to offer the other things, but you've got to really strategically pack your skills and expertise into a bundle that addresses the most expensive and urgent need that your potential clients have, because that pressing need needs to be met with something they desire. So stay away from trying to talk people into wanting things, and instead show people that you have the skill set that produces the result that they want. You have to think beyond individual services and actually create comprehensive packages that deliver maximum value. And here's the thing, the length of the offer is directly tied to how long it takes to get people from A to Z. That might be 3 weeks. It might be 6 months. It might be a year, somewhere in there, but it's about delivering the result, right? And be very clear and focused on that result and what it takes. Here's the thing, you're going to pivot, you're going to shape shift, you're going to evolve, things are going to change, you're going to pick up more distinctions along the way. So this is the art of how you craft a high ticket offer from your gifts. And now you got to put it out there in the world with excitement and fun. Because after all, who said business shouldn't be a blast? We should be having fun. Because if you have your passion in this, people will feel that. They'll relate to you. You got to inject your personality into your offer, right? Fab skills, mad skills. What was the way that you would talk about it? Here's the thing. I want you to talk about it while you walk around your home to yourself, because what you would write is never how you would sound if you were to talk it. And so I would love for you to make an offer, and how you write it on social media or how you put it on a sales page sounds like how it would sound if someone was talking to you, because they want your unique personality. They want to hear your style, that you've got a brand voice, right? Let that passion pour through and make an offer that's an extension of who you are, that's aligned with who you want to impact, influence, and support, because people buy from people they relate to. People they sense they can trust. So create that irresistible offer experience. Think beyond the transaction and create an unforgettable experience for your clients. One of my really good friends is like so amazing at hospitality. I'm like, your client packages should be filled with hospitality, gift giving, sharing, giving them sparkles on their Zoom calls, right? Because it's got to be personalized in the onboarding process. Because that's what creates exclusivity. You can include bonuses and surprises, but make in every interaction with your offer an opportunity to wow and delight people. So they're madly in love with you before you even start it. Okay. Creativity and innovation. Don't be afraid to think outside the box. Let you be you. I got off of a discovery session this morning with someone and she couldn't see how strong she was. And I'm like, lean into your strength, lean into that formidability, for that ferociousness that you are, because she's holding a topic that's very difficult for people and they want to lean into somebody with strength. That should be a part of her brand. What is it about who you are that should be a part of this offer? Okay. So my sister trailblazers, it's time for you to take action and unleash the power of the high ticket offers that you've been sitting on. All right. You've got the skills that are worth the weight and gold, and it's time to package them in a way that elevates your business. I'm Julie Steelman. If you want some help with this, reach out to me, subscribe below, share it with your sisters, and I can't wait to talk to you the next time. Thanks for joining the Prosperous Feminine.
Thanks for listening to the Prosperous Feminine podcast with Julie Steelman. If you love what you heard, please share this podcast with a friend and be sure to subscribe, rate, and review at Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen in.